Amen. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. How can I say this? I believe this is one of the most important sermons that I've ever preached, whatever that means. Please stay awake. Pay attention. Is it okay if I tell you that? Take notes. I believe this is life-changing information. Not this came from straight manna from heaven last week. And I want to video it because I want everyone in the world to hear this. That may sound a little grandiose, but by the time I put it on YouTube, that's a possibility, right? It's a possibility, but if one more person outside of this building could hear this and it changed their life, it'll be worth me dealing with my ego up here, right? And you know what I'm talking about? So anyway, I'm going to pretend like it's not there. Let's pray. Father, we do love you. We thank you. As I say always, as I really try to say every Sunday morning, we thank you for the opportunity to come here, to gather here in this building we call Pauline Baptist Church, as a church body, as a church family, to worship you, to honor you, to lift up your name. Lord, we take a minute and we pray for all the folks on the back of our bulletin. We pray for their healing, their deliverance, guidance, wisdom, comfort. We lift up Mary Ann this morning. Lord, would you ask that you heal her body and deliver her from that vertigo mess? It's a terrible thing. Lord, we agree together in Jesus' name for her healing. And everyone else that I'm just not aware of, Father, that you'll provide healing to them. Provide what they need in their life. You know them. And as always, we lift up our missionaries, local, national, and foreign missionaries running around the world spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, please help our military as they protect us and serve us. Help me this morning, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, welcome. This is Mental Health Sunday. So let's read our scripture for this morning. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 29. This is Jesus talking. He said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." He said, "You will find rest for your souls." Now, in America this month, the month of May is what's called Mental Health Awareness Month. Well, today at Pauline Baptist Church, it's Mental Health Sunday. Amen? In this Bible verse that we just read, Jesus tells us, if we come to Him and remain in Him, we will find rest for our souls. So this morning we're going to talk about some things that we can do that's very practical to remain in Him. Now, let's remember what our souls are. What is our soul? And you hear me say this 1,000 times if you let me hang around. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. You see, I am a spirit being, and I'm going to live forever. I'm never going to die. This is a great assurance. I am a spirit being. I have a soul. and I live in this body. This is my earth suit. And I know you guys have heard me say that before. But this morning we're going to talk about the soul, our mind, will, and emotions. Our mind is how we think. How we think about our past, how we think about our present, and how we think about our future. It's how we think about ourself. It's how we think about others. It's how we think about the world in general. Our mind, our will. Our will is what we decide that we're going to do or not do. Our behavior. It's our will. And then our emotions. And we all know what our emotions are. Those are our feelings. Every feeling. God created us with feelings. We're human beings, not human doings. He didn't create robots. He created us with feelings from A to Z. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. I've mentioned before, that's what psychology means, really. Psychology, yes, maybe a secular word, but if you look up the roots of it, psychology means the study of the soul. In other words, the study of how people think, how they feel, and their behavior. God created all this. He knows. He knows for sure. All right. All human beings have physical and mental challenges. All. Here's a question for you. How many of you guys have had or are having some physical challenges? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Everybody in here should be raising your hand. Even the young people. And the reason is because none of us are perfect. Physically speaking, none of us are perfect. We all have something going on physically. Whether we realize it or not, whether we accept it or not. And a side note is they say that denial is not a river in Egypt. We can be in denial about certain things. At some point in our lives, we all experience minor physical issues. Minor. Things like our stomach ache. Stomach's upset. We get a headache. We bruise our arm. We sprain an ankle. Get a common cold or a persistent cough. Maybe we get nearsighted or farsighted. Have these minor aches and pains. And so many, many more things that come up regarding minor physical issues. You guys still with me? At some point in our lives, we all experience major physical issues. You can't get through this life without having major physical issues. Things like a broken bone, you get the flu, you have high blood pressure, maybe arthritis, some skin conditions, maybe overweight, maybe diabetes, maybe you get hair loss. Maybe some other kind of serious disease. And there's so many things that we could talk about out there. Why? Because we're a human being. And we're not perfect. Next question. How many of you guys have had or are having some mental health challenges? Raise your hand. Again. Everyone in this room should be raising your hand. You swimming in the river? The reason is because we are not perfect. And our emotions and all those things, we're not perfect. And yes, like Gary said, denial is not a river in Egypt. At some point in our lives, we all experience minor, mental health issues. Things like sadness. I feel blue. I feel lonely. I'm getting a little stressed out. I get worried. I get frustrated. I get agitated. And many, many, many of these words. At some point in our lives, we may all experience major mental health issues. Things like depression, anxiety. You feel rejected. Addictions. Anger. Maybe even self-harm. Maybe even suicidal thoughts. And many, many other things that are considered major mental health issues. Today we'll focus on mental health issues and see what God has to say about coping and dealing with this challenge. This is May, Mental Health Awareness Month. So I have a question for you. Ready? Can a Christian have mental health problems? Well, can a Christian get a headache? Can a Christian break a bone? Can a Christian get arthritis? Or start losing their hair? Or develop vision problems? Of course they can. They're human beings. A Christian, a born-again Christian that loves Jesus, studies their Bible, and prays every day can develop a mental health problem. You guys listening? These emotional issues can be triggered by current problems we're going through, or past trauma that we went through, or it could be chemical changes happening in our body. This morning, I would like to give five biblical and professional principles I have seen help people overcome and cope with mental health challenges. The five are listed in your bulletin. If you need a bulletin, we can get you one real quickly. If not, catch one when you leave outside. I call this the biblical foundation for mental health. The biblical foundation for mental health. And for those folks listening on the video, I'm going to list them real quickly, and then we're going to discuss each one. Number one, believe the good news. Believe the good news. Number two, attend a Bible teaching church. Attend a Bible teaching church. Number three, read and study your Bible. Read and study your Bible. Number four, pray daily. Pray daily. Number five, and the last one, receive counseling. Receive counseling. Now bear with me. We're going to talk about each one of these. So buckle up. Let's look at the first one. Number one, which is the cornerstone, the pillar of the five foundations of mental health. The Bible says that God loves us so much that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. Jesus took our place for the punishment of our sins. And then God raised Jesus from the grave on the third day, giving us assurance that if we believe in Jesus, we can be born again and spend eternity in heaven. Amen. This, my friends, is the good news. It is good news. We are saved by God's grace through our faith and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The Bible says when we place our faith in Jesus, we are born again. We are born into the family of God. He becomes our heavenly Father. Then we can stand on all His promises for our life. We can then trust Him. We can then trust Him with our health, with our family, our business, our job, and our entire life. He is trustworthy. When we accept that God is for us and not against us, we feel more secure in His love. And then a change begins to happen in our hearts. Listen closely. We start to become less concerned about building up our own self-esteem or building up our own self-worth. And we start trusting God as He builds our relationship with Him. Our confidence is in Him. Our true identity. Man, I wish I could spend some time right here. Our true identity starts to blossom to the point where we accept. Everybody say accept. We accept our new identity in Christ and not in the world and not in our flesh or our own confidence. We begin to see ourselves as children of God, loved by Him with an unconditional love. Listen, we are no longer bound by the opinions and expectations of others. We are no longer bound by sin and death. We have been set free from our old past. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. This, my friends, is the good news of Jesus Christ. If you will believe in this spiritual truth, as Jesus said, you will find rest for your souls. This is the foundation, born again. Number two, let's look at number two of the five foundations of mental health. The Bible says, I'm going to start these all out by saying the Bible says it's very important to attend and get involved in a Bible teaching church. Especially when we see the world starting to decline into the darkness that will one day take over this planet. And then Jesus is going to crack them clouds and He's going to come back and He's going to restore it back. You and your family need the family of God. Especially now, we need each other. Guys, listen, connection is one of the major keys to happiness. Get involved in the church. Jesus called us all to get involved, to be a part of the discipleship process. Allow the church body to love on you and your family. You see, your children need good Christian mentors. Your children need good Christian fellowship to have good Christian fun. And our children, our grandchildren need good Christian Bible teaching. Amen. When we hear the Word of God preached and taught, it helps our mental health. When we are serving in the church, it helps our mental health. When we encourage and pray for each other, it helps our mental health. So, when you faithfully attend and serve God by serving the local church, you will, as Jesus said, find rest for your souls. Number three. Let's look at number three of the five foundations of mental health. The Bible says we need to read and study God's Word. It is the power of God. It is the light unto our feet. It is the compass for our life. It is the truth. And it exposes the lie of the enemy. The devil is a liar. And the Bible says he is the father of lies. And it's one of his only really effective weapons against you is to feed you the best way he can through different ways to feed you lies. Lies about your past, present, and future. He'll tell you, because of what you did, what happened to you in your past, you can't serve God. The Bible says that's a lie. He'll tell you that no one really loves you. The Bible says that's a lie. He'll tell you that you'll never make it to heaven, that you're not even saved. The Bible says that's a lie. He'll tell you that you'll never meet a good man or a good woman. The Bible says that's a lie. He'll tell you that your wayward children or grandchildren are doomed. The Bible says that is a lie. He'll tell you that you're no good, that you're not worthy. The Bible says that is a lie. He'll keep trying to tell you lies, trying to get you emotionally discouraged so that you will give up. My friends, read and study your Bible so that you know the truth. Read it for yourself. Stop depending on someone else to spoon feed you the truth. Amen? If you'll be mature and commit to personal Bible study, like Jesus said, you will find rest for your souls. Amen? Number four. Let's look at number four of the five foundations of mental health. The Bible says we all need to pray daily. The Old and New Testament saints gave us many examples of prayer. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the ultimate example of prayer in what we call the Lord's Prayer. Now, I've went through different seasons of my own prayer time with the Lord. I've got up early. I've stayed up late after everyone went to bed. I've journaled. I've walked. I've prayed the scriptures. I've got into my closet, so to speak. I've got on my knees and I've prayed during my drive to work. All these ways to pray are great and they're effective. However, I can't say which way I prefer to pray. But I can tell you for sure which way I think God prefers me to pray. I believe, like Paul, that God wants me to talk with Him all throughout the day. I am God's son. He is my father. He desires a real relationship with me. He wants me to talk with him about my life. He wants to hear the good and the bad and the ugly. Now in the Bible, whether it's Greek or Hebrew, the word prayer means to communicate with God. It's real simple. Talk with him. Tell him about how you feel. You're not going to shock God. You're not going to catch him off guard. You're not going to shock God by telling him how frustrated you are at your coworker, or how you feel rejected by the person that you trusted, or how your boss has made you so mad that you feel like just quitting or punch him in the face, as Adam said last week or a couple weeks ago. You're not going to shock God at how you just can't hardly forgive that person for what they did to you. Or how your loneliness is making you think wrong things. Pray to your Heavenly Father. He understands your needs. He loves you and He wants to help you. If you pray to God daily, as Jesus said, you will find rest for your souls. Number five, the last one. Number five of the five foundations of mental health. Here we go. Ready? The Bible says that seeking out good counseling is beneficial and wise. God encourages us to share our burdens with one another so that we can pray and support each other. God still heals. I'm going to say that again. God still heals. Jesus took those stripes on his back for your healing. God still heals physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Stay with me. Remember, we are all just human beings. We're human beings. We can get hurt physically. We can get hurt physically, and it can leave a wound or scar. Those physical scars can be tender to the touch. We can also get hurt emotionally, and it can leave a wound or a scar. Emotional scars can also be tender to the touch. You see, but God has given some people the gift of a healer. If you have an automobile accident, thank God for those emergency room nurses, doctors, and all those healers doing their part trying to help you. If you need surgery, major surgery, thank God for the knowledge and the hands of those healers. God has also gifted mental health healers. If you have an emotional injury from your past that has left a wound or scar, thank God for professional counselors, therapists, and social workers. Thank God for the scientists that discovered the mental health medicine to help people with serious mental health challenges. Almost all mental health medication comes from the Amazon rainforest. And the other medications come from the ocean and other natural places around the world. Let's remember that God created these natural resources. It's perfectly fine to take a medication for a mental health issue. Amen? Sometimes we can benefit from talking with a friend or a fellow Christian brother or sister. Yes. Sometimes we can benefit from talking with a trained Christian counselor. And sometimes we could benefit from attending therapy sessions with a licensed professional counselor. If you have a burden on your heart, seek out counseling. And as Jesus said, you will find rest for your souls. These are the five biblical counseling principles and professional principles I have seen over the years, 30 years of helping people overcome and cope with mental health challenges. Here's the list again. Believe the good news. Attend a Bible teaching church. Read and study your Bible. Pray daily and receive counseling. Amen? Do you know Jesus today? Let's pray. Father God, we love you. We love you for your word. It encourages us. Thank you for your Bible, Lord. It does encourage us. It gives us direction, gives us hope, and it does correct us. Father, there's one here this morning or one that's listening on this video that's never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Lord, I pray that they will do that right now. The Bible says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So I pray that for everyone listening. In Jesus' name, amen.